COVID-19 dominated news headlines this past year, and the impacts are still being felt worldwide. That story comes in at the top spot, number one on the Red River Farm Network's Top Stories of 2020 list. While the world seemed to shut down, farmers and ranchers press forward with food and farming deemed essential industries. However, unbelievable supply chain disruptions resulted in animals being euthanized and milk dumped. Here's North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring's thoughts in an April interview.
It's been great to serve the people of North Dakota, whether we're working on H-2A and labor issues, working with the meat industry to make sure that we can help them as much as possible. We've developed some new guidance for some of our processors out there, custom-exempt facilities, the ability to look at being an agent and really identifying those families that would like to buy beef, and they can then hook them up with someone that has an animal.
More meals were being ate at home and fewer miles were driven during shutdowns. This influenced everything from food service demand to ethanol production. Despite it all, Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson told the Red River Farm Network that farmers ended this difficult year on a more positive note.
Prices have trended upward. It's great to see dairy prices being stronger. Input costs too, with your crops coming out a lot, especially corn coming out a lot, lower moisture this year. And just that bottom line has really helped the stress level of farmers. Not to say that we're not still in a tough shape. We've had 5-6 years of down prices. And so there are a lot of farmers, when we get our crop done, that they're going to have some tough discussions yet with their bank.
Read through the entire top stories of 2020 list and listen to previous stories at rrfn.com. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby.